Hi everyone, Menas here, and I've just come from Sydney Airport and the Steve Smith press conference, and I have to say I'm feeling pretty down and pretty flat. That was the most heart-wrenching, gut-wrenching. Actually, it was pretty awful to be there and just watch a hero completely shattered and to have fallen so far. It was really, really tough, and you know, I just have the utmost sympathy for him and his family. We all know what he did, but if you saw him in that room, then you know this has just crushed a young man, and he has a long, hard road to recovery. But if you don't have some sympathy for him after seeing that, you got a much steelier heart than I do. All right, so here is Steve Smith's press conference.
Good evening. Thanks for coming. Appreciate it. To all of my teammates, to fans of cricket all over the world, and to all Australians who are disappointed and angry, I'm sorry. What happened in Cape Town has already been laid out by Cricket Australia. Tonight, I want to make clear that as captain of the Australian cricket team, I take full responsibility. I made a serious error of judgment, and I now understand the consequences. It was a failure of leadership, of my leadership. I'll do everything I can to make up for my mistake and the damage it's caused. If any good can come of this, if it can be a lesson to others, then I hope I can be a force for change. I know I'll regret this for the rest of my life. I'm absolutely gutted. I hope in time I can earn back respect and forgiveness. I've been so privileged and honoured to represent my country and captain the Australian cricket team. Cricket is the greatest game in the world. It's been my life, and I hope it can be again. I'm sorry, and I'm absolutely devastated. We'll take some questions
now. Steve, do you think you can give us a picture of what was going through your mind when you agreed to go through with this? Why'd you do it?
Look, for me, I think my week has been around, you know, good people make mistakes, and I've made a big mistake by allowing this to happen. It was a huge error of judgment on my behalf, and I'm deeply sorry.
Steve, Jane Sutherland said that this was an isolated incident. Could you say, hand on heart, that under your captaincy, no member of the Australian team, to your knowledge, has ever previously tampered with the ball before captain?
To my knowledge, this has never happened before. This is the first time I've seen this happen, and I can assure you it'll never be happening. It'll never be happening again.
Over here, Fruity. Steve, what's your relationship at the moment with David Warner, and do you blame him for this?
No, I'm not. I don't blame anyone. As I said, I'm the captain of the Australian team. It's on my watch, and I take responsibility for the actions of what happened last Saturday in Cape Town.
Steve,
mate, thank you. Next question.
I've got three sons of my own who play the blue cricket, and they absolutely cherish you. What do you have to say to the kids?
I'll say two things, or three things. Firstly, that I'm deeply sorry. I love the game of cricket. I love entertaining young kids. I love kids wanting to play the great game of cricket that I love. The two other things is, any time you think about making a questionable decision. Think about who you're affecting. You're affecting your parents, and to see the way my old man's been.
Okay, thanks, everybody.
And thank my mum, it's... It hurts. And... I can't remember what else. But it's... I just want to say I'm sorry and for the pain that I've, I guess, brought to Australia and the fans and the public. It's devastating, and I'm truly sorry.
Thanks, Steve.
Thank you. Good luck, mate.
Good luck, Steve. The world is clearly coming.